Hello, Capricorn friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Capricorn April 2024 astrology horoscope forecast. This is for you if Capricorn is your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, or any other Cap placement you're listening for. What I'm going to talk about here is part of your astrological picture. And if you're a very late degree Cap friend, so birthdays like January 15th through the rest of the sign, I suggest you additionally listen to my Aquarius report, as your very late degree friends will benefit from both readings. I'm calling the theme of this month 10 Simple Steps to Skyrocket Success. Now, I know that Capricorns are about way more than just success. I have my moon in Cap, I have my midheaven in Cap, I have my moon in the Cap house, I have my Venus in Cap. So we have so much more to us than success, even though we are known to have ambitions, right? But I also do know that as these planets move into Aries, and this is the Aries time of the year, March 21st, we started the new year astrologically, and the kickoff party for that is the solar eclipse at 19 degrees of Aries on April 8th. So we're in a time of new regeneration. Even though we're in the midst of Mercury retrograde, that's not going to stop us from having renewed ambitions and being like basically romping around like bulls in a china shop to be productive and to be successful. So I think that that natural tendency that Caps have to get stuff done and want to accomplish things is going to be supercharged at this time. So that's why I want to focus on giving you these ways that you can use this energy that is happening astrologically to do this. So we basically have, and we will talk about some other stuff too, but this is what I want to start with. So we have the sun transiting North Node, transiting Chiron, Mercury in retrograde, all in the Aries house. Plus Venus will get there after the first week of April. And so we've got a massive amount of energy in Aries. Exciting, motivating, inspiring, can get frustrated if we're trying to force something we're not supposed to. So that's a big keynote of this time. If something's not working out, we might have to abandon that and see where the flow is. But all of this Aries energy is really wanting action. Since Mercury's in retrograde, we can't really force anything, or we can't try to launch too many things. But there's also the eclipse in Aries. So this is going to bring, this whole storyline is bringing short and long-term factors having to do with Aries, independence, you know, initiation, anything like that. So it's a time to respond, but we can work on things closer to us. And we can work on things that are flowing. So when we combine the energy of Aries with the energy of Cancer or the fourth house, because that is where Capricorn is going to have these Aries placements, we bring a unique set of opportunities regarding how to create success at this time. So one of the things that we can do is focus on home or home projects. Now, while, like I said, it's not necessarily the best time to break ground on this new huge project, you'll have a better time doing that as we get into May if you have to do that, because Mercury is retrograde from April 1st through April 25th. We started feeling those, you know, retrograde flows around March 20th. We will have them lingering until around May 14th, but every day we get into May, you will be having this open energy to do these big things. So if you have to do something really big, you can prepare in April for the time when you do the big thing in May. But anything, so the first step has to do with getting things squared away at home, okay? Figuring out what home projects you need to do, what repairs need to happen. If you are in a hurricane zone like I am, you'll be figuring out, are you ready for hurricane season? You know, anything that's home-based physically with your actual home, your space, your rental, anything like that, this is a time to take charge of creating this space that creates, you know, what you need from your home space. Or it could just be tending to real estate matters if that is something else that, you know, has to do with, you know, your profile there. So initiating home projects, but not necessarily the big initiation. This is where you're doing your research, you're, you know, investigating what you're going to do, or getting a plan together, you're brainstorming, those kind of things. The second step is to assert boundaries with family. Now, Mercury retrograde has a way of taking things that were swept under the rug and bringing them up in the air to be dealt with. So if we tuck something in a dark corner from the family perspective, there's a very good chance that now you're going to have to deal with those things, emotional things, patterns, other stuff like that. You know, this could be coming up. Now, it is also important to note that while this Aries energy is a cardinal energy, Just like your sign, okay? Capricorn energy is a cardinal energy as well. So you get this. This is the initiator. This is the one that starts and motivates and inspires and, you know, brings things into action. So there is a nice match there, but there is a square between all of this Aries activity and Capricorn, which means it's a pressure point. So some of you Capricorns might be like, bring it on, right? We thrive in that space of pressure, and we do tend to. But some of you Capricorns, particularly if you have late degree placements where you've been getting just plowed by Pluto for years and you're like, no more, no more. This is already, you know, enough. Fortunately, Pluto has gotten off of that space for you for a while, but there's still, you know, if you're dreading this, then don't worry. It doesn't have to be bad. This can be just the impetus that it takes to make a change that's been needing to happen. Or it could be the information that needs to come in order for you to do this. But when we bring this back to the energy of the fourth house, this has to do with asserting the boundaries with family. Okay, so this can provide the courage and the assertiveness that you need to set those healthy boundaries with your family members and assert your independence while still maintaining the closeness of the family ties. A lot of Capricorns tend to be the ones holding everything up for people. I know that personally. I've always been that way. There are always many, 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 many people who are depending on me and what I do. And many Capricorns, you will be experiencing that as well. So it may be time to assert gentle boundaries with people, but that stick. If you've been enabling people, you probably have. If you've been doing too much for people, you probably have. This might be a time to delegate, or this might be a time to teach somebody how to do something. So, you know, basically teach someone how to fish instead of giving them the fish. A third way that you can have a simple step for your success is to explore your ancestral roots. So anything that has to do with your family history, your ancestral roots, your heritage, your traditions, your cultural identity, this can help to solidify your place in the world, and this can be an important grounding cord for you, okay? So if you feel a little bit lost and you feel a little bit unsure about things or changes are happening and you feel a little ungrounded, remembering some of your ancestral roots can help you to have success because it can bring you some of the grounding and the clarity that you need to remember where you've come from, remember some of the things that people in your family may have dealt with, and how you may be able to make positive change in your genetics, in your patterning, to have more success. Okay, so a fourth way to have a simple way to make to have success at this time is to take initiative in emotional healing. Now, while I said we have to be careful initiating certain things in Mercury retrograde, we don't have to be careful with initiating emotional healing. And especially in a Mercury retrograde when things are coming up, this is your fourth house of psychological healing, of childhood healing. This is an amazing time to do some work for yourself, like EMDR is a trauma clearing therapy, can help with PTSD. I'd say that probably most humans have some form of PTSD for one reason or another, going from very minor to, like, you know, unimaginable. But this could be a time where you take the time to invest in that part of yourself, because that's going to help you keep going for the people who need you. And that's going to help you have more lightness and freedom. I often focus on this point for Capricorns of how we can experience more lightness while still, you know, being Capricorn, you know, and that's a tough thing to muster. But the way that I've been able to do it, and the times that I felt the lightest while still holding so much up, has been when I've done work on this emotional space. So I really like EMDR. NLP is something else you can look up. EFT is something else that you can look up. Anything that takes into consideration those things you may have been repressing. A lot of times CAPS will put the emotions in the back burner in favor of getting stuff done, because that's a necessity, because people might not eat unless you do that. But this could be a fantastic time to take that initiative of the emotional healing, and that will set you up for more success, because anything that's repressed does have a tendency to come back and create difficult patterns and interfere with you succeeding. Okay, so fifth simple step for your skyrocketing success has to do with having a real estate venture. Now, again, making a purchase during this time, maybe it's okay and right for you. You have to follow the flow. We're in the retrograde. You have to watch contracts really carefully. But taking on the idea of doing something with real estate or a home-based business or something like that can really come up at this time. And I will talk more about the home-based businesses in a later step, but just the idea of something involving real estate can be a step at this time. Even if it has to do with creating a space that can, you know, that really connects with cultivating an environment that makes you feel like you can have your independence while still showing up for other people. Okay, so the sixth way that you can skyrocket your success is to express your authentic self at home. All right. So this can have to do with figuring out the ways where you're not able to do that. So again, it could have to do with this emotional repression. It could have to do with just being so busy that you haven't had time. Could have to do with, you know, having a discussion with family, which we'll also get to, but basically trying to figure out how you can be more comfortable in your house and your home and with your family. And that leads us to the seventh way to skyrocket your success is initiating family discussions. You know, this is a really, really important time for family. You're probably not going to get around family or home-based things. If you don't have a big family, or if you're not connected to your family, this could be roommates. This could be house, you know, house or flatmates. This can, you know, have something to do with neighbors or some people that you share space with. But anything where things aren't working, you know, you can work towards constructive solutions that benefit everyone involved. And you may want to take the bull by the horns with those types of negotiations or discussions. Okay, so the number eight way to skyrocket your success is to consider a home-based business. Capricorns tend to be good at business, or at least, you know, managing others. So if you're not already working from home, this may be a time where you seriously consider that, or you start to research your opportunities or your options to do that. Ninth way to skyrocket your success is to set goals for your domestic harmony. This really is a strong time to see what a harmonious home life can look like for you and what you need to do in order for that to happen. And, you know, this is the time to deal with those things. If you have to get a counselor involved, maybe that's necessary to do that. But whatever resources you need to make sure things are peaceful for you at home and that this is a place that you can relax is going to set you up for success, because if you can't relax in your home, it's going to be very difficult to go to the next level. And that's what this period of time is really going to be about. This eclipse is activating, like I said, it's a square for you, but this is activating your independence, your autonomy, while still you being a member of a group that is important to you emotionally, whether it's family or whatever it is. So, you know, anything having to do with setting those goals and seeing what you need and then having discussions about that is going to be a way that you can skyrocket your success. And the last one that I have on my list, but even as I finish this, I still have more things to discuss, is to take some risks in your personal life. So this can have to do with stepping out of your comfort zone and trying some new things. Now, I'm not suggesting recklessness, you know, because we do have the square, you know, we don't want any injuries or anything, but this is just kind of pursuing some experiences that will ignite your passion and your zest for life. If it's a hobby, if it's something that you're excited about, I know for myself, I'm excited about my business. I love my work. The vast majority of the work I do is free for people, and I get really excited about that because I know I'm helping a lot of people, and people who can't afford to buy my services are still getting helped. And I get really jazzed up about that. I've been doing this for decades and I'm still jazzed up about that, you know? So, but I also have gotten into a comfort zone, and I noticed that with this eclipse, this energy, because you know, the eclipse energies activate 4 to 6, sometimes 8 weeks before. So in the time I'm recording this, we're really in the eclipse energy very strongly. So, you know, I'm noticing that I'm doing things differently. If you've not been watching my channel for a while, you might not know that I've recently started posting like a crazy person weekly. I haven't posted weekly since, gosh, I don't even remember, you know, if I've ever even done that. So I'm experimenting with this too, out of my comfort zone, out of my rhythm, out of my old patterns. And you may notice that breaking things up that have gotten a little bit stodgy or, you know, gotten a little bit cumbersome, you may find some zest if you start to shake things up a little bit. And Pluto in Aquarius is really helpful for this as well. And the energy of Pluto in Aquarius, we'll just lead right into that, is activating your house of finances. So for like 25 years or so, you're going to have Pluto as your own personal generator in your house of finances, earned money. And your value of yourself and your time. So you're going to completely revolutionize your approach to money and finances over these decades. And you can think back to, you know, think back to when Pluto was starting to go through Capricorn. Oh gosh, we really went through it these years, right? From 2008 until now, and it's not quite done. We're dipping back later in 2024 for the last time. Those late degree Pluto or late degree Capricorn friends, I am one of them. I have my moon at 29 degrees of Cap, and I've been absolutely blasted by Pluto sitting on my moon for all this time, and we're not done yet. So if you're a late degree Cap, we still have a little bit more of this going. But this energy of Capricorn, which are systems, and the energy of Aquarius, which are new, lightning strike, different, erratic things, we're teeter-tottering along the edge there. And so you can see how the financial systems and how all the systems in our life, like even buildings where people used to go to stores are sitting empty. You know, did we ever think in 2008 that when the market started to crash that, you know, by the time this transit was done, that there would just be empty malls all over and people were just living in, you know, working in their houses? It's like, it's crazy. So that same type of revolution is going to be what's going on in your finances over the next upcoming decades. So, you know, that's really very, very strong now. I'm sure you're getting a lot of kickoff into what that may look like. Couple of other quick notes here. First of all, I am posting weekly, so you don't want to miss anything that I'm sending. If you are on YouTube and you're not subscribed, subscribe. And if you're subscribing or subscribed, click the bell. I did not even know this. I've been on YouTube for so long. I didn't know that if you don't click the bell, that I'm not going into your feed. So you're missing things that I'm posting. And now since I'm posting like crazy and I'm posting a lot of things right at the time that they're happening, that you can get a fresh infusion of information to manage all the things we have going on. And we have a big thing going on, which is my next segue, a Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. A conjunction is the most powerful aspect in astrology. It's when planets are at the same exact degree. It's a 0 degree. 0 is the most powerful number in numbers. It holds everything together. It holds the space. It's the glue. And this is happening on April 20th at 21 degrees of Taurus. But we'll feel that very strongly for like a month before all of April, certainly a month after, and the closer to April 20th, the stronger this is. And I'm going to go into a ton more detail, at least one, maybe two more reports, but I'll give you a little bit of insight now. Jupiter is the great expander. Uranus is the lightning strike of things that come out of the blue, ruling technology and futuristic thinking. So the expansion of a brilliant idea that revolutionizes your life or even the world is what's happening here. And for you, well, for everyone, it's happening in the second house, which is what I was telling you Pluto was revolutionizing over the next decades. This Taurus energy, material energy, money, values. But specifically for Caps, this is happening in the house of Leo. So your passions, your hobbies, children, you know, if you're an actor, it rules this, fashionistas, anything that puts you out in front of people, athletes, anything that draws attention to you and what you're doing, being out in front of everyone. Your bucket list, everything that's important to you. So this is activating that fun and hobby space for you. And not only is that happening, it's also making a trine for Capricorn. So this is super exciting because it's the most favorable angle in all of astrology, and all Caps can feel the goodies from that, but especially those near 21 degrees. So we're going to give a little bit of a further margin for this. Usually I use 5 degrees because these are outer planets coming together. I'm going to say at least 7 degrees. So like 14 degrees through the end of Cap. So that's going to be like January 4th through the whole rest of the sign. And the closer you are to like January 11th, the more it's like, you know, this is a very big time. All January born can get extra kisses. But if you're in the December placement, don't worry. This is such a big transit that everyone has access to it. It's just going to hit more directly in the trine formation for those in the January born and closest to like the 11th or 12th or around there. So that's pretty exciting, but definitely stay tuned for the reports I have on that. I've actually created a different page. I do have a couple more things I want to talk about, but while I'm thinking about it, I have created a new page to help you access the material that I'm making for you because it is so prolific. And I noticed that when I'm on YouTube on the mobile view, because of what they're doing with advertising and just the way that they have things popping up, I'm having trouble finding the playlists. Like if I put a playlist at the end of the screen on YouTube, I'm having trouble finding where you can access those. I'm having trouble seeing the notes underneath the video. So I want to make it super easy for you to connect with my work. So if you go to anniehelpsyou.com/astrology, I also will put this link in the top corner that's clickable on YouTube. I'll put it in the notes underneath the podcast and the video. So you can just bookmark that page. It will have my current and upcoming astrology playlist. So anything that's current, you can just go there, scroll through it. And then you can also have my podcast list there. So everything will be in one place. So you can see what I'm going to talk about with the Jupiter and Uranus. Okay, so a couple of other pieces. We do have some lingering Pisces energy. Mars is going to be in Pisces for the whole month of April. This is really good for Caps because it makes a 60-degree angle. So all month can be full of opportunities where intuition and logic can link in beautiful ways, where you being in a calm, relaxed space can give you a solution to a material issue. That's just the type of angle it is, where it's blending that quiet emotional space of Pisces with the practical, logical space of Capricorn. Mars will be there all month. We've got like a week left of Venus being there. That's for December born. For January born, you'll have a little bit longer of Venus there in the Placidus chart, accentuating your third house. So this third house is communication, information, transportation, mobility, relatives that aren't your parents or children, although that fourth house is your parents and children and other family members. So all family members are really, you know, coming up strongly this month. But this third house, you know, you can see things with your nieces and nephews and uncles and cousins, noteworthy things, maybe people visiting, chances to see them, stuff like that. If you have a communication project, since Mercury's in retrograde, this is a great time to edit things that you have done before. If you are trying to run a promotion for your business, this could be a great time to go back to an old promotion that worked for you in the past. Anything that has to do with using or recycling information that you had before and bringing it current is going to be awesome for this month and this time, and especially for Caps, since we've got this focus on your expression or your writing or your speaking or, you know, information that you've created or put together or compiled and researching even, you know, the energy is really good for that now. All right, so the last thing I want to talk about is the full moon in Scorpio on April 18th. That's 4 degrees. So I'd say from around April 15th through April 21st, the closer to April 18th, the more we're going to feel this. Fullness, completion, fruition, drama, manifestation, elucidation, things coming from the hidden arenas. This is going to be a full pink moon. I will do a special on this. Oh, also, by the way, pieces, there are so many new things I'm doing. As I'm thinking of them, I just want to tell you. I am doing full and new moon reports now. So you can find these, you know, on my playlists. But I am also still recording them early, and I'm posting everything early, very early still, in my Secret Star Portal. So when you go to Annie Helps, you actually can just search for Annie Botticelli Secret Star Portal on a Google or whatever search, and you can find the Secret Star Portal. And when you subscribe to that, you'll get the horoscope super early. You'll get all of my new and full moon stuff and anything else that I post. As soon as I make it, it will be in the Secret Star Portal. So since a lot of the stuff that I'm doing now, I'm posting closer to the time, you can still get everything super early in the Secret Star Portal. Okay, so anyway, back to the full moon. So this full pink moon is definitely going to be very strong. All full moons can bring water where it's not supposed to be, for better or worse, or like water in the form of emotions, excess emotion, but it doesn't have to be bad emotion. It could be just overwhelming, amazing experiences. For Capricorn, this isn't a really nice angle for you. This is a 60-degree angle of opportunity. So that's, you know, an extra awesome kiss. And this can have to do with a nice relationship connection, an emotional connection. It could have to do with a money opportunity, inheritance or sweepstakes or a loan or, you know, paying off debt or something like that can come up in a big way. And, you know, but do be careful about the water where it's not supposed to be thing, because, you know, we do tend to see this happen, especially at full moons in water signs. Now, everyone can, all of the Caps can get extra kisses from this angle for this Scorpio full moon. But those of you who are in the December born, you're more likely to get the kiss from this. So the closer to 4 degrees, so like December 26th, December 27th, around there, and then like all the December born, you're in close enough range to have even more kisses from the full moon potentials. Okay, so go to anniehelpsyou.com/astrology. I have the link in the corner. I have the notes, you know, the link underneath the notes in the podcast and video. You can see the playlist, see everything that I have that's current for you now and upcoming. You can also see my free VIP community, where you can get the write-up of my sweet and salty dates. I didn't go over a ton of aspects this month. We did talk about the full moon and the eclipse and the Jupiter Uranus, but I do have way more aspects to talk about this month. So if you you know, go to anniehelpsyou.com. Actually, you just go to anniehelpsyou.com and then put your name and email address in there, and that will sign you up for my free VIP community. Then when you get the welcome letter in the archives, you can just put April 2024 astrology, and then it will take you to my very in-depth newsletter that's always out a month early in there. If you can access the Secret Star Portal. I also have written horoscopes. I have so much in the Secret Star Portal. It's, you know, it's very full, and there are archives that are there for like, you know, almost 2 years now. And then if you want to learn astrology with me, either through my basics course or through my astrology certification course, I can help you go from astrology zealot to earning money as an astrologer. As a person with many Capricorn placements, a South Node in Taurus, I've always been really good at earning money, and I've gotten exceptionally good in the last probably 15 years of earning money doing things that I absolutely love. I started working on that project about 25 years ago. It started to get better and better, and now I'm really good at that. So if you want to earn money through astrology because you love astrology, I can help you with my course. So you can see that at anniehelpsyou.com. Just click on the up level button and it will take you to the courses, and you can see the Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery course there. I hope you have a wonderful month. Definitely look out for all of my new content, and I'll see you next month. Bye.